good morning. Good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. I'm dying to know if there are any straight guys or anyone married to a straight guy who's willing to admit, yeah, he wears makeup now and then.
Yeah.
They say this is a new trend. So take a guess, Kel. That's a total shot in the dark. But they found that 18 to 34-year-old men.
Okay.
Okay? So we're talking young men.
Okay.
Young men who are a little bit more woke.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
A little bit more open-minded, not worried about being judged.
Right.
What percentage of men, 18 to 34, say they use makeup? Not every day.
I do wonder if nail polish is included in this, but I'll say 25%.
Nowhere close.
Like more?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
72%.
Are they doing a smoky eye, like a full lip? I need to understand what's like, what are we doing?
It does. Let me expand this so I can get more info on it because I'm curious about that too. But yeah, I mean, it's just, I think that, you know, we already do moisturizer. I think younger men are more apt to take care of their skin.
Yeah, I've already started Wyatt on that.
Right?
Yeah, you got to start taking care of your skin. And
hair
like,
care?
Yes, and hair care.
He loves his product, right?
He loves his product. He has his own stuff.
Deodorant?
Yes. Yep, it's already started.
And now skin care, like, you know, it started as moisturizers and stuff like that. And then, a little bit of makeup, you know, if you got a pimple that you want to cover up, learning how to use some concealer.
I wonder if it's that. I also wonder if that's, what did you say, 70-something?
Yeah.
I wonder if nail polish falls into that because I think more men, I think that nail polish is their, like, entry drug. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they start with nail polish and they're like, okay, I kind of like this. And then they'll move on to, I don't know, maybe a rouge.
Nail polish is the gateway drug.
It's the gateway drug.
To a fully beat face. Right?
Amazing. Yes.
That's kind of started as a drag term, right?
Yeah.
Do women use that term? Beat? Beat is like to put
beat.
Your makeup on.
Yes.
Like full beat.
You know. Full beat. Yeah.
Yeah. It started in the drag world, and then, of course, it trickles over.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what we
But yeah, I just 79 Coast, if you want to call or text us. Like maybe you've caught your guy using a little concealer when he wanted to, you know, go out and look his best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here you go. Someone texted. I dated a guy who wore black eyeliner. And it was so hot.
Okay. Yeah. Some men can really pull it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone texted. There you go. A lot of my straight friends use concealer to cover up their acne.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Makes
sense. Especially 18 to 34. I mean, that's when, you know, pimples are popping.
So I told you earlier that my phone thinks I always want elephant videos.
Yeah.
And like other videos of animals who maybe weren't doing so well and then they get taken care of and then they're living their happy animal lives.
Yeah, it's so
this is like a trend in my Instagram knows I know that I do. And it's probably because whenever I come across it, I go, oh, and watch it, right?
Yeah.
The other one is women who get like really good makeup done and how much it changes their appearance.
Oh, yes.
I can't pull myself away from it. I'm like, this is captivating.
It's like the get ready with me's and what they do. I do too.
Yeah.
Or like some of the women who change their face to be someone else's face.
Right.
It's like, I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that men look, they're like, huh, I want my face to change and like have a little pep in my step today.
Right. And
why
it's,
not?
You know, and maybe they're not doing something that looks more feminine. It's just to try and smooth yourself out or make yourself feel better about yourself.
Yeah. I think it's a nail polish. I think it's a concealer. And I think it's black eyeliner.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even, what's it called? Oh, mascara. Takes me a minute.
Mascara.
Mascara.
Oh, to really make the lashes pop.
And you don't have to have a ton of mascara because it can look very natural. There you go.
I did a TV show years ago, and it was a kind of a fancy TV show, and they would actually put makeup on me. Like, there was a makeup artist there, and she would do the makeup for anyone who was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was young. I was in my 20s, and it was like this entertainment show. And I would sit in the makeup chair with Phoebe, who would do the makeup, and I would say, Phoebe, can you give me a little eyeliner, make my eyes pop?
Yes.
And she'd be like, yes, I can.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one time she did a little mascara.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And it does. It's like all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah.
Pow.
There's a new thing, a nude eyeliner that I've started to wear that's just make you awake. It makes you look awake.
Oh.
Maybe I'll get it for you for
What's
your birthday.
What's the point of that?
It just makes your eyes pop. Pow.
Oh. You can't what are you even saying? I look sleepy?
Well, we get up at 3 a.m.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
I usually do look sleepy.
All right.
Okay, so I'll get a little nude eyeliner. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, nude eyeliner. It's like fake awake.
And maybe a little mascara, too.
I see nothing wrong with it.
Hashtag mask for mascara.
Amazing.
There you go. Well, we've got this thread on our Facebook page, and I, you know, no shame in that game.
Mm-mm.
Just because women, it's like saying, no, I don't use deodorant. Why? Women use it.
That's
what? You know?
Yeah.